Hi, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
And we're the guys from Deemable Tech.
Karen writes, I met someone for the first time in a meeting the other day. A few hours later, she showed up on my Facebook page as someone I might know. I've also noticed that people sometimes pop up in this feed shortly after sending me emails. How does Facebook know about these interactions? Or am I just being paranoid?
You're not being paranoid, Karen. Facebook has someone watching you all the time. When you're in meetings, when you're sending emails, even when you're listening to this radio spot.
That secret spy is your smartphone. Karen, I'd bet dollars to donuts that you not only have an iPhone or some kind of Android phone, but you also have the Facebook app installed on that phone, and that you have location services enabled on your phone.
If that is the case, it allows the Facebook app to occasionally check your location. Now, why would the Facebook app want to know your location? So it can find out if you're close by to any other Facebook users.
Of course, if Facebook just suggested that you be friends with random people that you pass on the street, that would be weird. And Facebook is smarter than that. Even though you met this colleague of yours in a meeting for the first time the other day, presumably you have things in common. You have similar jobs, you work in the same industry, you know some of the same people. You are in what Facebook considers to be a network.
And this colleague probably had Facebook installed on her phone. So Facebook sees the two of you who are in the same network, spent an hour in the same location yesterday, and it thinks, ah, these people know each other now. They should be Facebook friends. And so that colleague from your meeting popped up as someone you might know. Now, Karen, you also mentioned that when you have emailed someone, Facebook seemed to know about it. You'll be happy to know that Facebook isn't reading your emails.
What it is reading is the contact list on your smartphone. That is something else the Facebook app has access to. Most people have the contacts on their phone synced with their email. So when you email a new person, it gets added to your phone's contact list, and boom, Facebook has access to it. Of course, poking around inside your smartphone is not the only method Facebook uses to suggest people you may know. According to Facebook's own website, they, quote, show you people based on mutual friends, work, and education information, networks you're part of, contacts you've imported, and many other factors.
And most of that makes sense. I think it's those other factors that make folks like Karen go, wait, what?
That's just Facebook being mysterious.
Or creepy.
Well, if Karen doesn't like Facebook looking over her shoulder, her best bet is to uninstall the app from her phone. That should stop Facebook from keeping tabs on where she is or who she's meeting with and from rifling through her email contacts.
Now, on iOS, you have another option. You can simply revoke the app's permission to track you and see your contacts. We'll include a guide on how to change your Facebook permissions on our website at Deemable.com. And if you want to make sure you never miss an episode of Ask Deemable Tech, while you're at Deemable.com, sign up for our newsletter or subscribe to the podcast. Just search iTunes for Ask Deemable Tech.
If you have a question for Ask Deemable Tech, give us a call at 1-888-972-9868, or you can send an email to questions@deemable.com.
For WJCT News, I'm Ray Hollister.
And I'm Tom Braun.
Ask Deemable Tech is sponsored in part by the Logistics Certification Program at UNF Continuing Education.